It's Monday, July 8th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to the Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That was a great song to start off this year's episode of the show. New music from Philadelphia's own Sheer Mag. They got a new album coming out soon called A Distant Call. That was the first single they've released from it called Blood from a Stone. Pretty great song. Very in the spirit of all other songs by Sheer Mag. I can dig it. Look forward to this new album they got coming out. Okay, up next from Glasgow, Scotland, Sacred Paws. Big fan of the band Sacred Paws, and they have a new album out now. It's called Run Around the Sun. We are going to hear two tracks from it. First, How Far, and then Write This Down. I've always really liked how they kind of bring in lots of different sorts of influences and has some the Afropop guitar music that I like that they've had in some of their earlier works. So, not going to be disappointed. Here we go. Sacred Paws from Glasgow right now with How Far and Write This Down on The Sounds of My Head.
Keeping us apart. Oh, how long, how far to go, how long, how far? heart is just a page on a map that's keeping us apart. Oh, how long, how far to go?
Write in the book that by 2051, if current trends continue, religiously unaffiliated Americans could comprise as large a percentage of the population as Protestants. I saw some data the other day that in 2018, if you cut apart mainline and evangelical Protestants, unaffiliateds are already The nuns are already a larger group.
Yeah, that's right.
This strikes me, given that, again, taking the 2051 projection, that's pretty close to when we, in theory, become a majority-minority country racially. This is a lot of demographic change and power change for a generation to undergo.
These changes are big enough to feel. They're fast enough to feel. I think that's the real kicker here. You know, they have concrete local expressions like billboards going up in Spanish, you know, and neighborhoods shifting within a generation.
It's not just that they're fast enough to feel, but they're accelerated in the places we feel them, because marketing and culture production are extremely focused on young urbanites. Young urbanites are not like as religious and non-religious as the general population. They are much more non-religious and much more non-white than the general population. And so there's this way in which wherever America is, what you see when you turn on the television or what you see when you look at a Nike ad or a Gillette ad is a vision of a country that is still 20 or 30 years from being the country. And then conversely, what you see in politics is tilted towards older, whiter Americans. So like I have this rule, I think we've talked about it before, that political power runs 10 years behind demography and cultural power runs 10 years ahead of it. And that creates a real sense on all sides that everybody is losing all the time.
Yeah.
Because like nobody has stable power.
Arms reach out to me, 'cause they know I'm so lonely. Then my mind goes back to you. Through your sweet.
let's catch up. After Sacred Pause back there, we heard a band from San Jose, California, Kathy Heidemann. That was the name of the band. Two songs we heard were The Earth Won't Hold Me and Daddy Do, both from her only album, Made with Love. And I thought this was like relatively new because the release dates everywhere are listed as 2013, but that's just when it was reissued. It's actually an album from the mid-70s, and I didn't realize that until I was like putting together the show notes for this episode. And I was like, wait, this is old? Because, I mean, I thought it was like deliberately trying to harken back and sound old, but I thought it was new, but it's not. It's actually old. So very surprising and great. And I have to say, Daddy Do, maybe my favorite song. I mean, I'm sure that's a totally PG song, right? There's nothing sexual about Daddy Do, that song. But super love it. It's very catchy to me. And The Earth Won't Hold Me is kind of the standout track from that record. But it's all pretty good. And if you like these two songs, maybe you like the rest of it. It has a neat kind of country, twangy pop thing going on that was popular in the 70s. Pretty good. Oh, okay. After Kathy Heidemann, we heard Lee Hazelwood, pretty famous guy. I hadn't heard this song, though, until recently. Your Sweet Love. It came off his The Very Special World of Lee Hazelwood album from the mid-60s. And Your Sweet Love, though, when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. I had no idea that Dean and Britta leaned on Lee Hazelwood so much when they were putting together Night Nurse. So here's the deal. Night Nurse, one of my favorite Dean Wareham songs from his album La Aventura with Britta Phillips. So it's the couple made an album, the first album that they made as a couple. Anyway, what am I talking about? The Night Nurse, my favorite song off that album and one of my all-time favorite Dean Wareham songs. Which we're going to hear next, because I just can't get enough of it. And it's just like they ripped the string section right out of that Lee Hazelwood song and just were like, hey, we'll just have one of those and we'll put that in our song. I want to put that on, I think it was like in my Discover Weekly or something, or I don't know why I heard this Lee Hazelwood song, but I feel like the Dean and Britta song, Night Nurse, it's like the same strings, but a totally different song. And like it's way more modern production value and stuff. It's much fuller. It's pretty great. So Dean and Britta, Night Nurse, from their album La Aventura, one of my all-time favorite Dean Wareham songs, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Sleep together the Milky Way, sleep forever.
Thank you.
Out of the trees.
Let's catch up one last time. After Dean and Britta's Night Nurse back there, we heard a band from Los Angeles called Big Search. That's the name of the band. We heard two songs, Wire Walker and Here Comes the Night, both off their album Slow Fascination. And why did I put that on the show? Because it's like, not that great. I mean, it's pretty good. It's okay. It's certainly passable. If you're driving and that came on the radio, you probably wouldn't change the station, right? It's like, it's pretty good. It's whatever. I try to have things on the show that are better than that. My bar is higher than... I try anyway to only put things on I really like. But anyway, I put that on because I heard about it from Dean Wareham. He, in some email newsletter or something he sent out, he mentioned he'd been listening to Big Search. And I was like, who's Big Search? And I looked him up and I liked it. And then I was preparing for the show and I was listening to it more and I was like, I don't know if I like it that much. I mean, it's okay. It's not bad. I'm not too, I don't want to crap on it. It's good. I mean, I bought the album. It's fine. And Wirewalker, I like the synth. You know, it's pretty cool. But... I don't know. Okay. And then after Big Search from Los Angeles as well, we heard Sam Valdez, who I just thought that was really strong. She's got this EP called Mirage. It's extremely good. We heard It's All Right and Farther Away, both very good songs off that album. Kind of has a little bit of like a Mazzy Star vibe. I thought it was really good. So check out Sam Valdez if you like those two tracks. That whole EP is great. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Whitney from Chicago, Illinois. They're back with a new album coming out soon called Forever Turned Around. And we're going to hear the first single they've released from it. It's called Giving Up, and it's pretty good. So without further ado, Whitney, right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Giving Up. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Independent Television News by the La Orchestra Devereaux. I also talked over Mistress America and Do Everything, Soul Cycle by Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, where you can also find links to follow me on social media, most especially Spotify, where there are playlists for seasons of the show, and you can find all the songs that I play on the show put into a Spotify playlist for the season, so you can just listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?